Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I have audio. I got full-bodied audio. These guys don't have audio. I have audio. I'm running with it. Welcome to Pick Central. Today's Tuesday, June 29th. We're here at DJ's Dugout in beautiful Omaha, Nebraska. Woo! I got Brandon Walker to my right. I got Ben Mintz to my left. And now I'm going to shut up. Is your headset working yet?
Yours and mine's is.
Mincy's is. Mincy, what's going on, buddy?
Man, glad to be back at DJ's Dugout. Appreciate the hospitality we've had over the last week. Another great crowd tonight. I was afraid there might be some hungover State fans, but State fans are very, very loyal. New day for them after a rough one last night. Thrilled to be here. We're going to talk some College World Series, NBA Finals, and fun topic for today with State trailing 1-0, greatest comebacks in playoff series. I think that's going
to
be a fun topic.
Yeah, we want to light some fires across the audience here, give you guys something to sink your teeth in. Too, because not all is lost, especially if you consider it was really just one bad inning and you guys didn't even give up any hits.
They're here to see me.
Woo! Make some noise for Brandon Walker. Oh! All right.
Keep going.
All right. You saw it last night, Christian McLeod in the first inning. I don't know if you want to get into that. You want to talk a little NBA playoffs while we wait for Brandon's headset to get turned on, or if you just want to talk about vibes, Mincy, and what you can do to help everybody feel a little bit better.
Well, it was a rough outing for Christian McLeod, and I just feel bad for him as a person in general, because you know, you only get one shot at the national championship game, and he's going to have to live with that. And look, Starkville, the passionate State fans, they're not going to – that's going to be a tough one to forgive.
Are you telling me he can't show up to the alumni game tomorrow?
Hey! All right. Hey, guys. How we doing?
The show can start now, Brandon.
Yes, yes. The star is here. Okay. So let's talk about Christian McLeod, that first inning, huh? So, yesterday was not great. It was not great, but I was a little worried when we woke up this morning that State fans would be sad, they would be, you know, melancholy, they would stay where they were. But no, we still have another big crowd of State fans here today. I think they're excited to get back out there. I always think these moments like this, how mentally tough are you as a fan? Because I am not at all. when we went up 1-0, all right, home run, I'm doing all the dances and I'm on content and I'm doing funny stuff. We go down 7-1 in the first. I leave my seat. I try to find – there's nowhere to hide in that ballpark. I tried to find somewhere to hide. I went and stood between a concession stand and a utility closet, and I just stood there, and I was just trying to think – I was thinking about every State decision in my life. I was thinking about why did I do all this? What is going on with my life? And I was standing there, and here's the great thing about Barstool. I've been given a platform, and I get to take pictures with all the State fans, and I get to live this incredible dream that I don't deserve. But in the moment when I'm down 7-1 and I want to cry and I want to bitch and I want to be alone, State fans are coming up to me and say, hey, take a picture, man. I'm like, just relax, buddy. But no, I got to get mentally tougher as a fan because in the second inning last night, I was depressed and just terrible. But these people are not.
Well, I'll say this, Brandon. You're not the only person that's wanted to hide in a closet in that stadium during this week, because I know that feeling pretty well and dealt with that last Monday myself. I wondered how they were going to let me back in after what happened to the Vandy NC State game last Monday. So I guess misery loves company.
Yeah, it's unfortunate they did let you back in. But, so I wanted to talk a little bit about – we'll talk about the College World Series because we have a State audience here, and I actually thought we might have some Vandy fans show up to be assholes today, but they haven't. Credit to them. So they're somewhere. But I wanted to talk about Christian McLeod and what it's like – what online fandom is like in 2021, because it ain't great. It is not great.
He's on an island, and for those of you watching who didn't pay particularly close attention, he faced 8 hitters last night. This is the original Friday night starter for Mississippi State at the beginning of the season. He's kind of slid into a number 2, maybe number 3 role as the season's gone on. He goes in last night in the game 1 of the national championship game. He faces 8 hitters. He puts 6 on base, gives up 2 hits, 2 walks, and hits 2 batters. It was a very quick hook for a guy who has otherwise struck out a lot of guys, giving you guys some good starts over his entire career. The bad thing is, and you alluded to it, he can't go back.
Right.
He can't.
He had one shot at pitching in a national championship series, and it went sour for him. It went south. One thing we have in the Mississippi State fan base is we have these I'm about to go in on some people, so relax. We have these message boards. We have Six Pack. We have Elite Dogs. We have other places. Gene's page, which Gene is a guy with an afro. He's about 70. Anyway, we have these message boards, and we have Twitter. And we have this subset of fans that as soon as a guy struggles, as soon as a player loses it or doesn't do what is expected of them, they just destroy him. I think Christian McLeod was getting DMs last night calling him a bum and calling him this and calling him that. And it happens on our message board saying, oh, Lamona should be fired for going with this guy. And it's just online fandom. It isn't just us. It's every fan base across the country. Online fandom is toxic and poisonous. There's nobody in the world that wanted to do better than Christian McLeod last night. There's nobody in the world that tried harder. He was trying. He was out there. He was pitching. But he just, in that moment, didn't come through. And online fandom is as somebody who makes a living on the internet, it is something that I think we have to address within our subsets of fan bases.
No, because you can't. You're not going to get individual people to change the way they act. The easiest thing for you to do is, or for Christian McLeod to do, is consider the source.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's all anonymity. Anonymous people are the bravest people in the world.
But you know exactly what that anonymous person looks like. Like, that anonymous person is not anyone who ever put themselves in a position
like
Christian McLeod did. Oh, man, that's just...
That's okay.
All right, do you have anonymous burners?
No, well, so I don't have anonymous burners, but whenever Brandon especially takes probably more heat than I do because the Mississippi State's rivals fan base definitely does not love you. When I see all the Twitter hate, I just check the followings, and if they've got less than 100 or like 10 or 20 followers, I just immediately disregard it. Just like, these aren't people. They don't count.
Well, I don't block people because I think that's soft. I do. I very much do. Hey, Greg, you made it. We had that over-under yesterday of you making it to the fourth inning, and you were one section over for it, and after the fourth inning, I didn't see you. Oh, you went and stole somebody else's seat. Okay, cool. That's Greg. Classic Greg, huh?
Greg. Oh, Greg.
Rocking the helmet from the 1971 World Series.
We know you're drinking,
years
Greg.
Ago.
You can put your beer down.
Right. So down 1-0.
Yeah.
4 out of the last 5 national champions lost game 1. Mm-hmm. That could get a little bit of applause. Shit. 4 out of the last 5. So we do, again, I'm not a mentally tough fan. We do have to put in perspective that this is doable. You're not facing a rocker or a lighter today. You're facing, I believe, Christian Little, probably.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
A 17-year-old who throws 98 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay.
He looks like Kumar Rocker's, like, little brother.
Well, he's not. He's like 6'5", right?
But, I mean, just like they look like they're clones.
Yeah, so we got to face him, and then we got to win that game and then come back and beat Rocker tomorrow. However, if we get to Rocker, I think we'll have Will Bednar back. So if we can get to Bednar, then we got a chance.
So you guys are just so far ahead of yourselves where really you're just going into tonight and just being like, listen, Rowdy.
Well, I'm not playing.
Rowdy Jordan needs to spark it in the bottom of the first inning.
Correct.
All right? Like, you guys need to go out and throw a clean 1-2-3. Because Vanderbilt's the away team. Like, that's the number one thing.
And you know, that was the key last night, Carl. Well, I don't know how many innings we've led in Omaha. I don't know how many innings we've got to the end where we led the inning. Because after last night, we went up 1-0. I'm like, if we can get through this first, we're going to be good to go. We did not. We very much did not get through the first. We were down 7-1 after the first. But I think, you know, we had the walk-off against Texas. I think the only game we led Texas the first game 2-0 from the fourth inning on. And we led the majority of that game. But then against Virginia, we didn't lead until the end. And then against Texas again, we didn't lead until the end. So we haven't really controlled any games yet.
Actually, you'd be safe to say you guys have probably led less than 25 or 30% of the innings you guys have played.
I think that's very, very easy to say. But it doesn't matter as long as you win in the end. And, you know, if we win tonight, momentum is squarely on our side. That's what you got to do. You got to go out and get it tonight. Right?
Yeah, for sure. And then State, the mental toughness is definitely a thing for this team. I mean, I know the back's against the wall. They've come back so many times. They're kind of comfortable in this role. Also, Landon Sims available. Got to think, you know, you're going to use him two or three innings. You got him whatever tonight. They did a good job keeping him out because of the score last night. So all hands on deck tonight.
What about Tanner Leggett? Can I bring the name up again? Lane Forsythe hitting another double play last night. And at some point, he's giving outs. He's just adding outs to the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he's a freshman, and yeah. I know he's got a place to go, but, I mean, we're playing for national championship here, and it just seems like every time that guy gets in the box.
It's like a black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. I hate to talk about individual players like that, but you are right. And it seems like in every game we played, we have made that substitution late to get the offense in there. And if you're going to make it late, why not go ahead and make it early at this point? Why not go ahead and try to get it? Why not try to go ahead and get a little momentum for yourself? But – yeah, I think that's low on the list of reasons last night happened or anything like that has happened.
Tanner Allen is by far the best player on the field.
I agree with that. Tanner Allen is destroying. It doesn't matter who he's facing either. He doubled last night and maybe singled twice. I think he was fantastic last night. Doesn't matter. I'm fine. I'm just relax, everybody. Shit. We're playing for a national title, and that's what gets lost a lot of times when you lose a game in this scenario, you immediately get sad and you get depressed. There's literally two teams playing. Mm-hmm. One of them's Vanderbilt. One of them's Mississippi State. We're playing for a national title. Come 12 hours from now, I don't know what time it is, 12 hours from now, we might be singing entirely different, or I might be singing an entirely different tune. I do think these people are very excited about tonight. Is that fair to say you guys are excited?
Yeah. And what's easier to bounce back from I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knew that game was over after the first inning. Is it easier to bounce back from that or when the game ends in the ninth inning for you guys?
At least you didn't use Landon Sims. If it had been a close game last night.
That's a great question. I don't know if I ever subscribe to the theory it matters how you lose. Like, both would be a gut punch. Like, giving up seven runs in the first inning after taking a 1-0 lead was a punch right in the face. But if you're leading 2-1 for the majority of the game, then you blow it in the ninth, that is also a gut punch. So I think the end result is the same. I don't know that psychologically it changes anything. If anything, now that I'm talking myself in circles, Mississippi State going down 7-1 and then just stoning Vanderbilt for the rest of the way gives them a little confidence going forward, yes? Yes?
Yeah, I mean...
Yes?
Yes, 100%.
Yes, good.
100%.
What, Greg, what, you okay? Let's throw strikes today. Greg has got the strategy. Throw strikes. Greg, figure it out, everybody.
Hi, boy, Greg.
I thought that, Brandon, you kind of mentioned this, though, when you looked at the path for State to win this series. I mean, game one, I don't want to say it was a free roll, but you kind of felt like you were up against it in game one, and the path was winning games two and three. The way it happened, obviously negative, but the path's still there. I mean, the hope is not lost.
Yeah, I know that we say that. And going up against Leiter the first time was always going to be hard, right? But Leiter wasn't great. He was just okay. He was just okay, and whatever, fine. I'm going to need one of these positive State fans to come up here and host this show because I'm
– Well, listen, I'll give you a lot of positivity right now, and you brought it up a little bit. Four out of five teams that have lost the first game have gone on to win the national championship last five seasons. And when you talk about momentum, this Vanderbilt team isn't anything special. That lineup isn't terrifying. They have a couple of good bats, but for the most part, those guys are – that's a tier two college lineup to me. That's not – I think Mississippi State has the better fucking star power. Sorry for the swear words. I'm learning about the cussing in front of you guys.
I don't see a lot of kids.
You guys have more star power, and as you said last night, the momentum of shutting down that Vanderbilt lineup without having to rely on any of your, you know, bullpen, so to say. These next two games, I mean, you guys, I wouldn't say, if I had to handicap it right now, I think it's maybe 60-40, Vandy. I think you guys have a better shot than you think.
I was walking through the concourse last night, you know, getting all my props because I'm addicted to it. I was walking through and a State fan just walks by and says, "Hey, Brandon." I was like, "Hey, man, what's up?" And he says, "Watch your language, son." I'm 42 years old. This is a grown man walking up to a 42-year-old grown man and telling him to watch his language. That's what I deal with sometimes, Carl. It's a tough life.
Did you tell him to shut the fuck up?
I did not. I did not. Turns out I'm a great pig pussy. Sorry about that. No, I walked about 10 feet, and then I'm like, "Hey, shut up." Whispered it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Did we get those guys in the game last night?
What guys?
The guys that were outside the...
Yeah, we got them in.
They got in?
Yeah, Dave Portnoy came through. What are their names?
Colton, it was your idea, right?
Colton and Brady. So Colton and Brady slept... Yes, yes. Give it up for Colton and Brady. Colton Watson, I think. Anyway, so Colton and Brady slept outside the ticket office from Sunday at 2 a.m. until Monday morning at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m., the people at the ballpark walked outside and said, hey, we're not opening the ticket office. It's all sold out. Sorry. You got to go. If you're going to buy tickets, you got to go buy, pay $400, $500 on Ticketmaster to get them. They're college students. They didn't have it. So here's the funny part, though. We talked about it on the show yesterday, and Dave texted me during the show. He was like, let me take care of these guys. And I said, okay. So I gave him the at and everything, and Dave DM'd the guy, and then I DM'd the guy. Well, he had been up all night outside sleeping on concrete. This guy was in a hotel room somewhere, dead to the world. He was asleep. And I think was it these girls? Yeah. They tried to text him. And then there were other people trying to text him. It was like 2 or 3 hours before he woke up. And there was another girl. I don't think the girl's here. There's another girl that went to his hotel room and banged on the door and got him to wake up. He woke up, had DMs from Dave Portnoy. 6 hours later, he's watching the national championship game.
So, what a story.
Wow.
Yeah. So shout out Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. When the NCAA can't help out their students, here comes Dave. I mean, what can he do? It's amazing.
Yeah, it is what it is. And shout out one more time to NC State. We should be playing you guys. We shouldn't be playing Vanderbilt. Wolfpack.
What did you think about? So last night, I got to give State fans a lot of credit on this. The counter to the Whistler. They had the Let's Go State chants in anytime the Whistler whistled. But obviously the stamina warmed down after that first inning. But I like the thought of the fan base just being.
No, it was well organized, yeah, and it was good. And I didn't think the Whistler was all that bad last night. Like the first inning, he was bad, but it seems like he was a little muted last night. I don't know. Maybe I was just lost in a.
I think you had more things on your mind.
Cocoon of sadness. Night.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he went pretty hard, and at some point, you guys do need to accept the fact that's a war of attrition. You will never win.
No, I think we would.
It is so much easier to go. Than it is to be like, did he do it? Okay, let's go stay. And just use the whole game. You got to sit there and react to this guy.
I think it would have worked.
Dude,
the problem
crazy.
Was we did it in the first inning. And the problem, if we go in the first inning and it's 1-1 or we're winning 1-0, we keep doing that all night and he might stop.
Now, if I was Whistler and I had you guys on a string, I'd be whistling. I wouldn't even get up my set. I'd just be whistling the whole time. You guys be trapped.
Have you seen that? What was that? Stop that. That guy.
Let's go state.
I hate it here.
Now you can do that for 3.5 hours. Get out of here. You guys couldn't even do that 3 times right now.
I mean, if that guy can whistle for 3 hours, I think we can say let's go state for 3 hours. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Mincy likes this guy.
Look, I mean, yeah, it keeps me engaged in the game, man.
Yeah.
Mandy Whistler. I'm like.
You like the Whistler?
I'm on the dark side a little bit.
We got any kids in here? We got any kids? Fuck that guy. Fuck him.
Mincy or the Whistler? Or the Whistler?
Yes. Exactly.
Look, State usually has cowbells to drown out anything in games.
Well, we don't. We respect them. We don't
Y'all
bring
do
up the baseball games.
You don't do them all games.
Though. We also have rules that are in place, and we follow those rules fantastically. Because we're law-abiding citizens in Starkville, Mississippi.
Clearly.
Is it?
I said clearly.
Yeah.
All
we don't
right.
give hookers to recruits, if that's what you're saying. Anyway.
We could talk hookers.
Oh, no, Jackie Sherrill.
I'll talk hookers.
Jackie Sherrill was 30 years ago. You guys were giving pussy to recruits 5 years ago.
I mean, just because y'all got outbid for Cam Newton, don't be salty.
It's more ethical than money and drugs.
Is it?
Yeah, like the... bond and a union between a woman and a man is a sacred thing.
For the $200K, I'll try to give Cam Newton. But
so,
who's counting that?
And if Coach Freeze is handing that out, who's to say no? Does the NCAA have legislation on, I mean, you called it pussy. I'm going to say the same thing. Does NCAA have legislation on recruiting via pussy?
Well, I mean, that's why Rick Pitino's at Iona, right?
Running a clean program now.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well. better steer away from this.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about IP
Vanish? Yeah, let's talk about an ad.
IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use your VPN, all your data is encrypted. What you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching is all protected. It's very popular in the online poker world. If you care about the security of your online activity, the easiest way to protect yourself is with the IP Vanish VPN. Rated 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, IP Vanish provides an encrypted connection for all of your internet traffic, helping to prevent websites, Wi-Fi providers, and even hackers from intercepting your data. I almost got my data intercepted there. You can help keep your financial details, personal info, and online activity safe from threats with IP Vanish. Get started with this limited time offer and save 65% off monthly and annual subscriptions by going to IPVanish.com/central. That's IPVanish.com/central.
Good ad.
Thank you.
Good ad. Good ad. Didn't mean to knock your headset out.
It's okay.
Just meant to hit you in the head. What are y'all talking about? Greg. You're not hosting this show, Greg.
I
love you too, Greg. Okay, so we got other stuff to talk about. We'll circle back to the College World Series. Everything I wrote down has something to do with College World Series. I wrote down, how mentally tough are you as a fan? I'm not. That's all I wrote down. Let me explain to you, before we move on, the psyche of a State fan, okay? Because here's where it gets frustrating for us. There is no fan base in this particular sport that is invested as these people, all right? You look at that game.
I think that
emotionally.
It's fair. State Stadium.
It's 100% correct.
I agree.
We own every attendance record. Also, look out here. There's 4,000 Vanderbilt fans in this town right now. There's 20,000 State fans. There's State fans that drove up that can't get into the game. There's State fans that drove up to watch from here. And you guys drove up and can't get in the game? Last night? Are you going tonight?
Yes.
You're going tonight. Okay, good. Are you going to the game? You don't have a ticket? All right, talk to me after the show. Anyway, I don't have a ticket. Just talk to me after the show.
Yeah, like that was well, I got a little nervous for you there, Brandon.
No,
making commitments.
I might be able to take care of that. We'll talk later.
Maybe. Probably not, though.
But here's where the frustration comes in. There's no fan base as invested emotionally as this one. And when we get to this moment, we have now played, this is the fourth national title we played for in the last 8 years. 2013 baseball and then women's basketball back-to-back in 17 and 18. We're 0-3. 0-4 might kill me. I don't want to talk like that, but there's 20,000 State fans here. We want it so effing bad. We crave it. We got to have it. We've never won a team national championship. I don't think that's embarrassing. A lot of teams make up national championships that they won when only white players could play. So
women's golf, baby. Come on.
We don't make that stuff up. We're going to earn it, and it needs to be now.
You need to let go.
I can't let go.
No, but what I mean is you need to emotionally detach from what it is that you want, and you need to do so consciously. You need to let go of the fact that this championship means so much to you, and it will come. I promise you.
Okay, so what you're saying is I'm squeezing it too tightly.
Yeah, it is. It's a Chinese finger trap, man. All right, and you guys just keep pulling it.
Oh, we just got to relax our fingers.
I can still say that, right? Because that is a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, I don't
come at me
that. No, you'll get canceled. That's fine.
But if you pull on a Chinese finger trap, then it just gets tighter and tighter. I'm asking you guys, just let go of the Chinese finger trap, Mississippi State. All right?
All right.
And put some energy into that ballpark tonight. Like, you guys are the best team in the country. You guys belong. Like, that's why I'm saying the Vandy Whistler, you don't need a retort for that cocksucker.
Yeah.
You guys are Mississippi State. You got 96% of that stadium's wearing maroon. Maroon. Right, fuck the Whistler. Let go of all this energy.
You just wanted to do maroon white, didn't you?
A little bit, man. Felt good.
Now, it is wild, I'll say. State has one of the best traditions in college baseball. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Going back to the 80s, Will Clark and Palmeiro and Bobby Thigpen, the fact they hadn't won one is kind of crazy with how good they've been. I mean, they've been really good for 35 years.
I fanboyed out yesterday. I was walking through the Hilton where State's staying, and Rafael Palmeiro was just sitting there. And I didn't ask him for a picture, but I wanted one. because Rafael Palmeiro and Will Clark are still – Clark was always my guy. When I was 10 years old in 1989, Clark was my favorite athlete ever. And then Palmeiro was like right behind him. But,
did they play at the same time?
They were on the same team. The 85, yeah. They finished third in the country in 85.
Who played first base?
Who played first base?
Will Clark then probably, right?
I don't remember what the alignment was at that point. Will Clark was first base. Was Palmeiro outfield or DH?
Yeah.
Outfield. Okay, yeah. Also had Bobby Thigpen and Jeff Brantley on that team.
Yeah, Bobby Thigpen was so sick for the White Sox.
Yeah.
50 saves.
57.
I know, but 57. That's the number, but it's over 50.
No.
You didn't know. I'm a Cubs fan. Bobby Thigpen was good.
He had the saves record for like 10, maybe 15
years. Him and Blackjack McDowell.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, I remember
that team.
Yeah.
Grew up, those games.
The 93 White Sox?
Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
When they switched to the black uniform.
Yeah, good guys wear black.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
They had Tim Raines, Bo Jackson in the outfield.
Harold Baines was on that team.
Yeah.
You had Carlton Fisk.
Paul Ron Karkovice. Was Canerco, or is he after that?
No, Canerco was after.
Because they had Frank Thomas.
You had Frank Thomas. You had Rob Ventura. Joey Cora.
I don't think we talk
Ozzie
about.
Ozzie Guillen. Are you kidding me with that lineup?
I don't think we talk about Frank Thomas enough.
Frank Thomas is pound for pound the greatest right-handed hitter of my lifetime.
Oh, better than Manny Ramirez?
Frank Thomas.
Better than Albert Pujols?
Frank Thomas at the peak of his powers is better than Manny Ramirez. Frank Thomas at the peak of his. I overshot my wad there. Albert Pujols is not this, though. Albert Pujols, the last 10
maybe
years.
Maybe the 90s. How about say the 90s?
Does anybody have. If you split their career in half, have a career like Albert Pujols, where like for the first 10 years, I mean, this guy played 20, for the first 10 years, he's literally the best.
Right.
And for the last 10 years, he is literally the worst.
Well, I don't think to that extreme, but I can take Barry Bonds' career and I can split it in half and I can show you where he was a standard Hall of Famer, a really good player, one of the top five best in baseball. And then after he turned 36 and something happened, he turned into the greatest hitter in the history of the game. So that's the oddest split I've ever seen. Because at a moment where every other hitter falls apart, he turned into Babe Ruth plus Hank Aaron combined. So I don't know if there was anything going on behind the scenes.
No, probably not.
But how did we get from Frank Thomas to Barry Bonds?
Well, the reason we were talking about
Frank how did we get on Frank Thomas to the
White Sox,
Bobby Thigpen. Yeah. We were talking about those classic Mississippi State teams and how they haven't won a national championship, even though they've been a powerhouse for 35 years.
Yeah, they have. There's no denying it. I mean, I wish I could.
Who's been a powerhouse for 35 years?
Mississippi State.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, longer than that, but yeah. Okay. So. Let's get off Mississippi State because I feel like it's boring for the people at home. We will circle back to them.
But it's important people know it matters to you.
Oh, I don't think.
I think the whole country knows it matters to Brandon.
You know, I got one more thing I got to complain about. Last night, it was 7-1 after one, okay? We ended up scoring, I believe, in the fourth, 7-2. And then Vandy scored in the bottom of the seventh to make it 8-2. We had the top of the order coming up in the top of the eighth. Rowdy Jordan, Tanner Allen. I think they went 1-2-3. Maybe one of them got a hit. And then so bottom line, it's 8-2. We get finished batting. Vanderbilt's coming up in the bottom of the eighth. I've been here for 12 days. I'm very tired. You guys are we're not complaining.
No,
we're not complaining,
same,
but we're tired.
It's been long.
And bottom of the eighth, I told TJ, hey, let's just get on out of here, beat the crowd, get the car.
And get Ubers.
Get back to the hotel.
Yeah. 100%.
And I was like, I'm not a leave early fan. I've been on ESPN for sitting through a 52-0 Florida game in 2001 and a 42-0 LSU game same year, just sitting there in the student section like this. It wasn't because I wanted to be there. It's just because I didn't have any girl to go home to. Anyway, last night I leave in the bottom of the eighth, and I get we put it on Pick Central, and every reply is, oh, he's a fake Mississippi State fan. He's not staying to the end. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, faking being a Mississippi State fan for clout, because God knows if you want to be something in this industry, you pretend to be a Mississippi State fan.
Man, that's bullshit, because there's actually no more liberating feeling than when you make the conscious decision to leave the game early, because you know the risk. You're like, whatever, I could stick around, something could be... I'm leaving the game early. And then you leave, and it's like letting go.
I didn't leave in the fourth. I left in the bottom of the eighth in an 8-2 game. And I was tired. I want to go to bed. And there is, when you turn the corner and you leave behind a loss, and you get to those stairs, and now nothing but the Nebraska air is in front of you, all of a sudden, hey, tomorrow's a new day. Yep. Tomorrow, I don't have to worry about this 8-2 game. That's behind me. Tomorrow, we can win.
Oh, we're already picking up small victories, Brandon. Here's a small victory. You're home at the hotel way sooner than anybody else. You're off of the races in the car. You're way afraid. You just left the loss, but now you're just stacking these small victories. You're getting a good night's rest. You have a nice little piece of pizza when you get back.
I ate an entire pizza.
Right, so you didn't wake up a loser, my friend.
No.
Yeah, you may have lost last night, but you woke up a winner.
I did. I lost several things this morning. But it is what it is. All right.
Never mind.
Somebody says Albert Bell for best right-handed hitter of the 90s. That's something.
I didn't say most juiced right-handed hitter. I didn't say most ornery or aggressive or the person with the biggest amount of anger problems. I said the best right-handed hitter, not Albert Bell.
Frank Thomas.
Especially with the steroid era and Frank never being involved in that. I think that doesn't.
He didn't need steroids. No. That guy was just gigantic.
Yeah.
How about Juan Gonzalez? Remember him?
Yeah, Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, he won two MVPs?
Yeah, he had 119 RBIs, I believe, at the All-Star break in 1998 when they played at the Jake.
Juan Gonzalez was also the best player on MLB. Ken Griffey yes. Jr. presents MLB baseball on Super Bowl.
His circle filled up the strike zone.
Yes, yes.
I would move him to shortstop because his arm was so big. Like you could move the players around. And
you move Juan Gonzalez to shortstop?
Because Ken Griffey, that 93 game, you could like move the players around, and he had the strongest arm ever, so I put him at short.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Those Rangers teams when they had – I'm sorry. Here's an appeal to the Mississippi State fan base. They had Rafael Palmeiro on them, as well as Pudge Rodriguez and Mike Young and Hake Blaylock. You could literally smell the steroids when those guys showed up to the baseball field. If it was over and they were sweating, it was just like, oh, my God, somebody's getting fucked tonight.
Okay.
Sorry. That was aggressive. It was a good lineup is my point. A-Rod. I forgot A-Rod was on it.
Yeah, the MVP of 2002 or 2003 went for the losing team. Anyway, Ben, hit the other one.
Oh, hi, friends. MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your own skin. That's why MeUndies not only uses sustainable, breathable, soft-as-heck fabric, but they also give you endless styles to choose from. It's total comfort inside and out. Never leave your couch again with a MeUndies membership, a monthly subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. Each month, you'll choose new undies, socks, or a bralette, and pick the style and color and print that feels the most you. Fun, right? Plus, enjoy discounted pricing, free shipping, and exclusive early access to new launches. Love your butt and get the membership. MeUndies is a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. Also has a problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/picks. That's MeUndies.com/picks.
That's a lot. Did my mic go out again?
When you slam the table, the mics do go out for a second.
Okay, I'll not slam.
No, not you. I mean, anybody can slam the table.
Yeah, but you did mean him. You did mean him.
Well, he did in this case, but I've slammed the table before, and then I threw out the mics for a little bit. Nobody said anything.
You know what I haven't done? Slam the table.
Well, that's because
I don't have a temper like you guys.
Clearly.
Well, it's different. It's more robust. It's more natural.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. We got a shit ton of people here today.
I know. This is great turnout. Yeah,
give yourself a round of applause. Come on.
And because I think when Mississippi State loses, this ends. We're leaving. So when Mississippi State loses, we're leaving. Of course, the World Series will be over when Mississippi State loses again. So because of that, I can promise you tomorrow we will be back here at DJ's Dugout doing another show. Oh, we got multiple bells here today. We got a bell there. We got a bell there. Yes, sir. Any more bells? We got two bells. I got a bell. Yes. All right.
Do you think we'll ever
three bell crowd.
Omaha?
What?
Do you think we'll ever leave Omaha?
I don't think so.
I know. I was thinking that too.
I'm going to move in with Warren Buffett at this point.
Barstool, Omaha.
Barstool, Nebraska. Barstool, Middle America, maybe?
Yeah. Like,
didn't they kind of do that with Indy already?
Yeah, you were working in Shreveport. Don't worry about that.
I don't know. I was just glad I had a job. Hell.
Point City.
It's a sensitive topic. Yeah,
Point City. Are you from Point City?
I bet. Yes.
You don't know where you're from?
It's a joke.
He doesn't know where he's from. Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
You want to hit these best comebacks?
I'm sorry.
Vince? I'm asking.
Are you hosting?
No. Whoa, Brandon, don't do that. Whoa. Minty means the best.
Speaking of, we're definitely going to hit best comebacks. Thank you for that. Speaking of West Point, so you said military, right? It jogs my mind. I have a lot of West Point shirts. West Point football, West Point Greenway, West Point, all that. But whenever, so I don't like to participate in stolen valor ever. But
oh my God!
But I was
great game.
One time I was on the road in Virginia, and my car got a flat. And listen, I'm a great big idiot. I didn't know what to do, so I pull over to the side of the road, and I'm struggling with it. I can do it, but it takes me a while. And this, I'm wearing a West Point powerlifting shirt. Don't ask why I have a West Point powerlifting shirt. So it's all it said, West Point powerlifting. And this guy pulls over and it's an old man, like 65, 70 years old. He helps me and we get it on there. And I'm like, man, because it was dark. And I was like, how can I ever repay you? And he said, no, son, you already have. Thank you. And I'm like, I'm like, wow, go Green Wave. So, it wasn't until I got back in the car where I realized, shit, he thinks I went to West Point. And I was thinking, if I went to West Point Military Academy, I wouldn't have needed his help. I wouldn't know what to do. Anyway, so we got to talk about some other sports, and we'll circle back to the College World Series. NBA playoff last night, Paul George with the great performance, 41 points, and I think it's been lost with what Kevin Durant did in a losing effort, but Paul George has had a couple moments where he has not been great, but last night he puts the team on his back, 41 points, and he staves off elimination. That's the only time you ever hear the word stave. You ever notice that?
Ooh.
When you're talking about a sports team, staying alive. You ever heard the word stave? Correct.
No.
That's the only time you ever hear that word.
I've never heard it other than that. That's a true observation.
It's a very true observation. So we have the Clippers forcing Game 6 now. The Suns will have to go back to L.A. and we'll have to win, and we might be going 7. So we've got.
Would you rather be a Suns fan or Mississippi State? I shouldn't have done that. Or no, Clippers fan or Mississippi State? Who's got a better shot?
Right now?
Yeah.
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because. I mean, even if they get through, we're playing for a national title. They still got to get through and play somebody else.
That's right. So I do like the idea of a Game 7 here.
Yeah, Game 7 between Phoenix and the Clippers, and then tonight we'll find out what happens with the Hawks and the Hawks and the Bucks. The Hawks now down 2-1. They've kind of given up that home court advantage, but they can fight back and force them. We could be headed to 2 Game 7s. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that if the Bucks play average.
Yeah.
Like if they play their game.
Yeah.
They win. Like as long as they're not, like as long as they just stay on like the Milwaukee Buck train. Because you see from the Hawks, like there's plenty of gaps there where the Hawks can blow it at the end. Yeah,
my thing on that, Trae Young had 48.7 assists in game one when they won on the road. He's banged up now. I mean, he's questionable. He's going to try to go if he could walk. But the only game they won is when he went off. I mean, literally, they're, like, dependent on that completely. He's hurt. Vegas moved that line from Bucks by 4.5 on the road in game 3 to 7 on the road in game 4. I don't know. Vegas doesn't think they have much of a chance. I just want to see that.
Yeah, but are they trying? I don't know.
They're making it where it's tough to bet to bet Milwaukee.
Yeah, I guess they are. But it's almost like they're making it too much. I don't know. I get to in my head, and I get to thinking that Vegas is trying to trick me. Really, I just believe if Trae Young is healthy and reasonably healthy, that's still too big of a number.
All right, but say Trae Young is at 20%, or say he's like playing at 80% capacity or 85% capacity. Like, is there any chance the Hawks don't get blown out? Like, if he isn't...
I think there is. I think there is. I think they've got enough... They've had enough talent around him with Gallinari. There's a chance Gallinari goes off. There's a chance Bogdanović goes off. I mean, they got enough guys around them that... Herder. Kevin Herder. Thank you very much. That's a tough word for me. But I think there's enough around him that can keep it close. I'm not talking about Hawks win by 20, but can they stay within 7 points? I think yes.
Yeah, that's all you need them to do.
That's all you need them to do if you're betting Hawks plus 7. You're not betting on a certain outcome.
Stay tuned for my Hawks teaser coming up later.
England, Germany already playing? I thought they were playing this afternoon.
I thought they were playing it too. I've been.
Is this an old one or?
No. This is going on right now, bro. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got my left eye on that game.
You a little worried?
No, I'm not worried. I just like the English team a lot. You know, the Americans aren't competing in this tournament. I really like a lot of the players on the English team.
You've always been a big anti-German guy.
I actually hate Germany, and I don't know if you're joking, but, like, I am one of these guys that sees Germany show up, and I don't know, blame me, but I see them, and I'm like, I hope those fuckers lose. And why do you think that is? I always see Germany will always be the bad guys to me.
I don't
care about our international relations.
I like all races and colors, Carl, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That's an easy country to cheer against.
Why? Have they ever done anything to us?
Or everybody?
Yeah. They decided to go to war with the world.
Just, we're going to try and take it over.
Hey, world, let's fight.
Wasn't that long ago either. People forget that was less than 80 years ago, so.
That was.
Yeah, it was 1938. 39 was when it started. So
yeah.
82 years.
So 82 years, yeah.
Yeah, no, but like, you know.
It ended in 1945, yeah. So, I mean, it ended in 1945.
It depends on what inventory measurement method you use.
I was hoping we'd talk about...
Last in, first out, or first in, first out? If you get that joke, send me a DM.
I was hoping we'd talk about war history today.
Well, let's talk about great comebacks.
Let's
talk about great comebacks.
Let's talk about great comebacks.
Because if you go back, Germany had a big lead.
They did.
They had a big fucking lead, guys.
Today we're about to witness a comeback. Mississippi State's going to fight back. They're going to tie the series today. My mic's going in and out.
You hit the table. That's why, buddy. You hit the table.
I didn't hit the
table. Make some noise.
Did I hit the table?
Yeah.
All right. So Mississippi State's going to have a comeback today, and we're going to be playing for a national title tomorrow. Great comebacks in sports. I know one is near and dear to your heart. You're a huge Cubs fan. They were down 3-1 in 2016. Is that the gold standard of comebacks in the last, I guess, them and the Cavs, right? The Cavs were down 3-1 as well.
To me, it is still... It's a great comeback, historic comeback. The comeback gets slept on, though, because the bigger story is the Cubs win the World Series.
Right.
So it's not even the – if it was another team, it would be like, oh, the time they came back to win the World Series. But really it is just the 2016 World Series with the Cubs. And then you have to talk about it and get layered to be like, ooh, that comeback.
I think it's even third storyline to how great that Game 7 was.
Oh.
I think you talk about 2016 Cubs won the World Series. That's number one. And then you say, boy, that Game 7 was an instant classic. And then it's like, oh, by the way, they were down 3-1.
So you could argue is the greatest championship drought, like, you know, it's not. It's objectively the greatest championship drought, like, you know, overcome. And then it's the greatest Game 7, and it is also one of the great comebacks. One of the great series comes in. Because there's a lot of 3-1s, and, you know, the 3-0 with the Red Sox, to me, is the best baseball one. The best comeback in my life, though, is the Illinois 2005 Arizona-Illinois game. That game,
Elite
not a series.
Elite Eight.
Yeah, in the Elite Eight when Illinois was That's turn off the TV, go run and cry
right.
moment, and then all of a sudden.
Because your season's over.
Yeah, season's over. So those are my two big heavy hitters, personally. But, I'm very interested in Mincy because Mincy has – I mean, has Ole Miss ever come back from anything?
I mean, yeah, but we've blown Ole Miss
scandals.
Ole Miss historically is more known for blowing leads and kind of getting nervous in the heat of the moment. With the
blowing wind. Other things too.
Oh man, the Red Sox one stands out. The 3-0 though, just because they were down 3-0 in the history of that 2004.
Yeah,
is probably my biggest one, just because I mean 3-0 down and they had never won one.
So. What about football recent modern comebacks?
I was gonna.
Oh, the Bills Oilers. I mean, I know
35-3.
Yeah, 35-3.
Do we have in our history? Am I missing something? Do we have a great comeback that is not coming to my mind? Because. Why are you yelling?
Yeah, Falcons Patriots is great.
No, I said we. I said who said that? 28-3. Certainly, yeah. That's. I don't know why we didn't say that one first and foremost.
Well, that's why you asked the crowd because I want the fan engagement. We got the young lady who drove down from Starkville last night, so give her a round of applause.
Drove up.
Down. Whatever.
West.
Why? You seem to have said something funny.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's Gioto.
Good point, brother. What'd you say? What are you drinking out of? Raise your cup.
Moscow Mule.
Man.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Copper plated, bro.
Do we have any comebacks that I'm not thinking of? You all are looking at me like I'm talking Spanish here or Chinese. 2003 Kentucky, of course. Yes, 2003 Kentucky.
Who forgot that one?
2003 Kentucky. And what sport? Oh, we were down 21-2. We were down 21-2. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay, there he is. We were down 21-2, and we ended up coming back and winning. That was in 2002, though, not 2003.
Who is the quarterback for Kentucky? Don't answer that.
Wait.
I know it.
It's basketball.
Oh, it's basketball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I thought you guys got a safety.
No, well, we did lose to Kentucky 24-2 last year, which was embarrassing.
But that quarterback was Jerry Lorenzo, rest in peace.
2003?
If he was a – wasn't he the – no.
They went Couch into Dusty Bonner. Into Lorenzen. Yeah, so probably around there.
And then Andre Woodson was after that.
Andre Woodson was 2007.
Yeah, when they beat LSU in overtime.
Should Kentucky have a better football program? Like, as a northern guy who follows the Big Ten, like, when I look at the SEC, I'm like, gee whiz, I wonder, like, how does some of these schools not have better football programs?
Well, I mean, but they put everything into basketball. Like in October, if you're at a Kentucky football game, the fans are checking their phone for recruiting updates on basketball.
And Midnight Madness.
Yeah, that's what they're checking. So they care more about basketball. Now, yeah, they probably could. And they're a sneaky, decent program. I think they're like our twin in the East. They're very much like us. We don't have the basketball program they do. But we play them every year. They're our cross-divisional opponent. And every single season, we will look at our schedule and say, oh, Kentucky, that's a win. Meanwhile, in Lexington, they're looking at their schedule, oh, Mississippi State, that's a win. And we've owned the series. We've dominated them over the last 10 years. But it's still like that. It's a very symbiotic relationship, because if they ever, like, put the cross-divisional opponents back into, like, a lottery or something, we want Kentucky and they want us. We like, fit together very, very well.
Ole Miss and Vandy have a similar relationship.
The two worst programs in both divisions.
For a while it was Florida, obviously, but is there somebody now who's emerged that clearly has the best combo between football and basketball where you're like, ooh, that's good.
Bama's going there.
Alabama.
And Nate Oates here.
Alabama's probably
headed there.
I'm so sick of Alabama. I don't know how you got there.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst. I hate Alabama.
No, it's just no fan base deserves to just get to win that much.
And Nick Saban gets up every morning, has the oatmeal cream pie and the glass of unicorn blood, and it's just like, dude, get a different routine. I don't understand that guy.
I hate him.
So I'm sorry.
I want him to retire.
No, I want him to retire.
I don't want him to die. I want him to live a long and healthy life. I just want him to retire and take Miss Terry up to Lake Lanier in Atlanta and just have a good life.
Mm. I've wanted that for a while too. It's tough.
Yeah.
So let's do gambling picks, and then we'll circle back to whatever we want to talk about. I want to do the comebacks a little bit more because there's a little bit more meat on that bone. But we will do gambling picks because this is a sports gambling show. Barstool Sportsbook app is live out there in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, coming to more states very, 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 very soon, and hopefully headed south. Headed south. So when that happens, I will let you know. But anyway, we will we'll start with our gambling picks. And Ben Mintz, since you are the college baseball expert.
No. Yeah, we're throwing around that term a little loosely now, aren't we, today?
Since you're the expert, well, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I think Mississippi State forces game 3. I'm taking a plus 120 tonight. I am. The line, it just feels like this is a toss-up game. You're getting the underdog. Landon Sims still being available. I'm surprised on the sportsbook. Vandy's minus 180. When you look as good as Vandy is, it's when Rocker and Leiter throw that they're that elite. They shouldn't be laying 180 at State. It's a pick'em game tonight. So I think State's got value at plus 120 tonight. I think they force a game 3. I think it's going to be tough to beat Rocker tomorrow. That's my pick for this one. MLB, I always take the Oakland over 4.5 runs because it's made me a bunch of money. Oakland by a run and a half. Got Toronto by a run and a half, and the Angels plus 135. NBA, I may be a sucker. I'm taking Milwaukee by 7. I think Vegas is making that line really high, and Trae Young is really hurt. And I think that Vegas making that line that high, they know they're going to blow them out. So that's my picks.
All right, I'm going to walk into the trap then. I like Hawks plus 7. I just think the Hawks have been disrespected by both books and by fans the entire way through this playoff. I mean, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. They've already won a game on the road. You're going to give me them as a 7-point dog at home? I'm going to take it. I think Trae Young will be fine. I think he'll go out there. I think everybody's hurt this time of year. I think he'll be fine. Hawks plus 7, over 218.5. Mississippi State money line to win tonight. And it's not because of any analytical thoughts I have. It's because we better win. We've got to. So, yeah, Greg, you're right, because of heart. That's what. We got heart. That's what we've got at Mississippi State University. State money line, Yankees Angels under 10 with Taillon pitching. I don't know. I think that number's a little big. And then Nats money line against the Rays. I think the Nats are going to beat the Rays at home tonight. So those are my 5 picks. Carl, what you got?
All right. I'm going to take the Bucks because I'm a sucker, and I do like this idea that Vegas knows more than we do. Minus 7. Hey, maybe tease that or please that, should I say, to minus 11. Did I just say please?
You did.
Am I throwing a pleaser out here on Pick Central? Yes, I am. Why? It's Tuesday, the National Championship Series. Stay with me here, guys. I'm almost done. Under 9.5 in the game tonight. I tick under 7.5 last night. It was over in the first inning. That's crazy.
That was ridiculous.
Okay, but what did we know? They scored at one point. There were more runs than there were combined hits for both teams in the game. Like Mississippi State had seven runs at one point, or I mean Vanderbilt had seven runs at one point. There were five total hits in the game.
But yeah, Vanderbilt at one point had eight runs on four hits.
This banana land. That's under city. That's pound under. I'm coming back for the under. I'm not going to say it's a max play, but listen, guys, it's
both
max
teams
play.
Have bullpens. Yeah.
And then if we're still max playing something, I'm going to say +1.5 for the Cubs. +1.5 for the Cubs, -106. They're in Milwaukee, they're +200. It's Brandon Woodruff, who went to what school? Maroon! Come on, Brandon Woodruff is one of the greatest pitchers in the world, and he wears the maroon and the white. He's pitching for the Brewers tonight.
They weren't ready. Start it again.
Maroon!
White!
Maroon!
White!
There you go.
Okay, only do it twice.
Yeah.
Don't overkill.
Not a three-bagger. Yeah, you can't.
Zach Davies pitching. I like them for the Cubs. Last time he was out, he shoved it up the Padres' ass.
It is crazy that Brandon Woodruff, when he was at Mississippi State, he had moments. He had moments, but he never developed into a great college pitcher. He gets in the minor leagues and he goes to the Brewers, and now he's one of the top 5 or 10 pitchers in baseball.
I would say he's like 5th, 6th, or 7th.
Yeah, he's in that mix though. I mean, certainly an all-star easily, right?
And he's sweet the way he does it is with 98-mile-an-hour four-seam fastballs right at you, right at your hands, right at your knees, right at your chin. Like the guy's just a really big bad dude. I'd be super proud of that guy.
We taught him that at Starkville. When he got to Starkville, he threw 71. We develop pros in Mississippi State. That's what we do. Dak Prescott, you ever heard of him?
Yeah, he was awesome for you guys.
He was. He was fantastic. He's great now. Fletcher Cox, ever heard of him?
Nope.
Yeah, you have.
I know. He was on that Eagles team.
That won the Super Bowl.
Shut up.
He won it. I'm going through the list of Mississippi State professional athletes, Carl. That's what I'm about to do.
Where did Cody Parkey go to school?
I hate you so much.
He didn't deserve that Super Bowl. Cody Parkey.
He went to Auburn.
Okay.
Yeah. Auburn has every kicker in the last 20 years, they went to Auburn. I'm almost convinced
of it. That's true.
And they've had a Carlson brother. They've had a Carlson kicking at Auburn since 2004.
The Colquitt Tennessee punting lineage is similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Auburn just got – I hate Auburn.
Yeah.
Do you guys hate Auburn or Alabama more? Yeah, no, we can hate them both, Greg. Just relax. There's plenty of hate for you to go around.
We're not asking you to make a decision here.
Right. Okay. Do you hate Auburn or do you hate Auburn more? All right, three hands. You hate Alabama more. Wow. Okay. Cheese and crackers.
In Tuscaloosa, okay. Is what, 45 minutes from Starkville?
It's about an hour.
Yeah.
It's not far. They're the closest two campuses in the SEC. Do you know that?
I did know
A lot that. Of people don't know that.
I did know that.
Alabama, Mississippi State, the two closest teams in the SEC. It's fun. It's fun being that close to Alabama.
And your colors are kind of similar.
Well, no, they got crimson.
I know, but
we
like
have maroon.
Shades of red.
State and A&M are more similar than State and A&M, I would say.
Well, we have the exact same colors.
Yeah, State is A&M.
And A&M's not really an SEC school.
A&M is. Missouri's not.
Yeah.
I feel like A&M has fit. They came in. They had Heisman. They had Johnny. And their fans are crazy and stupid just like ours are.
Now, I don't want to piss everybody off, but we need to redo all the conferences, and we need to start with rebuilding the Big Eight.
Let me tell you something. If you take this SEC money away from me, I will stab you in the neck with this pin. Okay?
Okay.
Just relax.
But that's a take I have, that Oklahoma, you know, whoever's
Nebraska in the
Yeah, like, just give me that, and then let's go back and rebuild. And I'm not saying take SEC, whatever. I'm not really trying to mess with you guys too much, but college is so much better if those guys were playing each other regularly. Final piece.
No, I agree. The Southwest Conference, like,
yes.
It's all Texas teams and then the Big Eight. Life was better back then.
The Nebraska thing.
The Big Ten. The Big Ten should probably have 10 teams.
Doesn't that make sense?
No reason to have Rutgers and Maryland in there. I know the financial reasons to have them. But I'm not trying to hate on Rutgers. You know, I'm a big Rutgers guy, TJ. I have a producer from Rutgers. Isn't that embarrassing? Yeah, what else do we want to talk about for another, 10 minutes?
I got a message I think is interesting, and I'm curious how State fans feel about this. Vanderbilt is the heel team of college baseball.
Correct.
Kind of the New York Yankees.
Because they didn't earn it.
Well, not just that, but they've got a huge advantage with the private school, the way they can have the extra scholarships. And some State fans sent me a message saying State fans should start chanting 11.7 tonight, because it is crazy the advantage Vandy gets through. Like, I guess they can redirect their scholarship help and funds.
I'm going to be honest.
Let's make this simple to understand, too.
No.
Baseball only gets 11.5 scholarships for 35 guys. That's what Mincy's talking about.
I want to be honest. I'd like 35. I want to be honest. If any State fan chants 11.7 tonight, that's going to make us look like such sore losers. Like, not that we might win, whatever, but we can't chant 11.7. That's That's kind of pathetic.
Fair enough.
I think you fight those battles on the message boards and online and other places. I don't think
anonymously.
I don't think you go into a stadium and chant 11.7.
Carl used to play. I mean, how unfair is it?
Yeah, it's pretty unfair.
You guys know that Carl played college baseball in Illinois.
This is
an actual jersey.
It's my actual jersey, guys. Yeah, I mean, I was never even remotely considered to get one of those scholarships, and I think if they had 35 scholarships available, I definitely wouldn't have been able to play because, like, I got to walk on when I was a student, and I was already a student there. So, like, if they have scholarships, they don't have room for guys like me. So I'm definitely on the 11.7 scholarship train.
I don't know. You threw 92 on the
Yeah, it was good sync, but I had to teach my – it's a long story, and that's not what the show is for. Maybe I'll write a blog about it. Tune in for that. But my point is the Vanderbilt stuff, they get to go give private scholarships because it's such a high – they have so much financial aid built into their like school system. So
right.
All students get financial aid. So they game their financial aid to then into the baseball program to get students. So it's like, hey, you're not on scholarship, but we just tripled your financial aid if you want to come here for free.
Right.
And basically, that's the essence of what Vanderbilt
is. And they get the number one recruiting class every single year because of that.
Because then you get to go say, hey, have one of the best educations in the country.
But I feel like there's times to argue that, maybe like in October. I don't think while you're playing them in the College World Series final is a good time to argue that because it makes you look like you're whining. I don't think State fans are whining. It's a legitimate gripe, but maybe now's not the time for it. That's my opinion.
No, I think that's fair. I just think it is an unfair playing field, though.
Isn't it true that Jake Mangum gives some of his scholarship back when he was a junior and a senior so that they could go out and then get other better players for the Mississippi State program?
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, that gives me the chills even saying for the audience, Jake Mangum's like the greatest player in the college. He has all the records.
Didn't you talk to Jake Mangum the other day?
Yeah, we FaceTimed last night. I wish him good luck.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not playing.
But, I mean, I meant to like the community. I was like, hey, Jake, you know, like good luck and everything.
Jake,
he was like, I appreciate it.
Jake is one like Everybody knows Dak, right? But this fan base is so baseball centric that Jake and Dak are not far off.
Come on,
I'm serious.
You guys know Dak Prescott. No disrespect to Jake. Dak Prescott is a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. That's fine. But this fan base loves Jake just as much as they love Dak. And I don't think that's bad. I think they're the two, like, kings of Starkville over the last 20 years and Oxford.
Dak wasn't as much. Jake hit, like, over 700 against Ole Miss in 4 years. They never got him out. At least Ole Miss beat Dak.
Yeah. Are you telling me at one point your outfield had Jake Mangum, Rowdy Jordan, and Tanner Allen in it?
Is that correct? No, because Tanner Allen wasn't in the outfield at that point. I think he was a first baseman.
Okay,
yeah.
I had to catch my breath there for a second because I just got.
But we did have Mangum and Rooker was in the outfield with Mangum, right?
Dude, he never. That was another dude that never. The year he had was.
Now that we talk about this stuff, this is why I actually have faith that Mississippi State's going to win in three games because you have guys and moments stuff like this where this really matters to you. The Vanderbilt fans would never sit around and talk about former players like this ever, and they don't care and it doesn't matter to them, so they don't deserve it. You guys do.
You're right.
I am.
That's why it's so frustrating when we get here and it doesn't, like last night didn't go as well. Like, we deserve it more than they do.
That's a
shitty attitude, really, to take yourself as a fan and say, oh, I deserve it. But these people really deserve it. They really fucking do. There's 20,000 of them here.
The ones driving from Starkville or Jackson to Omaha, was it 14 hours?
13 from Starkville, I believe, maybe 14 or 15 from Jackson. I don't know. Who drove from Jackson?
I respect. Well, either way.
Actually, everybody lives in Jackson.
That's a Johnny Carter. Isn't that a Johnny Cash song?
What?
Walked along the Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, he's referring to Jackson, Texas.
You know, he got arrested and put in the Starkville City Jail once.
I bet that'd be so sweet to arrest Johnny Cash.
He had a song called Starkville City Jail, I believe, because he got arrested. He got drunk or doped up, and he was picking flowers on the side of the highway in Starkville. Where's Greg going? Greg, you done?
We're worried about you, Greg.
Okay. Greg's been housing beer since 8 o'clock, so I guess he's got to piss.
He's trying to avoid that Starkville County Jail.
Hey, Greg, come back here. We want to answer some questions about the county jail.
I've been to that jail. It's okay. We got 3 minutes left. What do you want to talk about for 3 minutes?
I want to talk about...
Did you know there was a 70-year-old bat girl last night?
What?
The Yankees had a 70-year-old bat girl who, when she was 10 years old, they wouldn't let her do it because she was a girl. And then last night they said, hey, be our back girl. She was 70 years old.
Well, I hope she did a lot over those 60 years where something like that really didn't matter that much, because that's a slap in the face from the Yankees.
She said it was a dream. It was her dream that she held for 60 years, and they made it come true.
That's the thing that sucks about living in New York, is like those are your kind of dreams. And I'm pointing at our producer because he's a New York guy. Like, you guys dream of, like, I always want to be the bat boy for the Yankees. Like, you didn't let that go? You weren't 36 years old and like paying a mortgage? And like, no, you were still wanting to be the bat boy, huh? I mean, what a life.
Wow. I didn't think about it like that, but you just made me rethink everything that I think about anything.
Well, I mean, you guys got a way better Mississippi.
Correct.
You wouldn't spend 60 years waiting to be the bat boy for the Yankees.
Let me tell you what I've been dreaming about for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks.
A national championship.
That, yeah, sure. When this ends, I'm going to New Jersey. I'm picking up my family. We're getting in the old front-wheel drive sleigh, and we're heading to Mississippi. I'm going to West Point. I'm going to Starkville. I'm getting a topwater fishing bait. I'm going bass fishing. I'm taking my kids. I'm doing all that. I'm spending at least 2 weeks, maybe a full month in Mississippi. So I don't know if I'm going to do content or whatever, but I'm going to Mississippi quick.
You need to.
I'm going
to
eat at Two Brothers. I'm going to eat at Anthony.
You know what you should do is, if Mississippi State wins the national championship, you should pitch Dave and Erica, be like, hey, I'm going to go on the national championship tour. I'm just going to go see different parts of Mississippi, make sure that we're enjoying the national championship.
Done. Done. And if we lose,
Mincy can go with you.
No. Any kids? Fuck that.
I think he's gotten enough dose of me the last 6 or 7 months. Probably needs a little break.
Correct.
Can't fault that.
So, 70-year-old bat. You don't have any dreams from when you were 10 years old that you'd like to? If the Cubs asked you to be a bat boy tomorrow, you wouldn't do it?
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got to carry the flag out on opening day, the big flag once. That was cool. Anthony Rizzo threw me a ball the other day. I caught it, then I took the ball and took a bunch of pictures with it.
Oh, yeah, you had the Rizzo ball.
And did you see it? And he came up to me in the end of the deck circle like 3 weeks ago. He was like, yo, if I hit a home run, you have to run on the field. And I said, yes. And it was being recorded.
Yeah.
And then he hit a double off the left center wall.
Were you getting ready?
Oh, man, I was nervous. That's a lose-lose.
Were you going to do it?
I was going to fake try and do it and then be like, you can't do it.
I think you just have to do it. I think at that point you just have to do it.
We're netted around. We're getting the point. Good luck to Mississippi State.
Oh, we're getting the point. Yes. All right. So here's my promise to you. If Mississippi State loses, this is all over. But tomorrow, right here, DJ's Dugout, 11 a.m., as we get ready for game 3, Hail State. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Carl. Carl took time out, 2 weeks out of his schedule, to come out here and be with us. So thank you very much, Carl. Hail State. The Yankees are next.